This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban says it's expecting to ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA Saturday the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated with the U.S. would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas and to help defeat Islamic State terrorists in the country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the United States needs to lift trade restrictions on Britain if it wants a trade deal. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, trade is expected to be a huge issue when Johnson meets with President Trump at the G7 summit in France Sunday morning.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean state media said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un